invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Sheridan Kay, a very dynamic and energetic chiropractor. She has two chiropractic clinics in Auckland, and they're both called Dynamic Chiropractic. So welcome, Sherry.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And for also, we'd like to welcome Maddie as well, because Sherry's daughter Maddie is here listening to all of this as well. And so wondering what we're up to, but I think we're doing an okay job, aren't we, Maddie?
Yeah, cool.
So now Sherry has been in professional practice for 22 years. 15 of those have been in New Zealand. But in reality, you've been in chiropractic care your whole life.
I have. I was very, very fortunate to be born into a very big chiropractic family. My dad, three of my brothers and five uncles are all chiropractors. And I've lived the chiropractic lifestyle since I was a newborn. So it's something that I know, it's ingrained in me, it's in my DNA, and I don't really know anything else. It's my passion and it's my purpose.
Fantastic. And you definitely live your purpose.
So. Yeah.
Every day. So now I notice on your website you've got a tagline called Get Well, Stay Well and Live Well.
Yes.
And you guys... You know, you walk your talk with that all the time.
Yeah.
And how is that so important in this day and age?
I just feel like there is so much sickness in this world. I feel like people are getting sicker. There's more medications. We're not performing at our absolute best. And there was a quote that I saw once that said, your body's ability to heal is far greater than anyone ever permitted you to believe. And I truly know that. I think that we want people to actually live their best life. You only get one life.
Yeah.
And, you know, why do that if the light is dim? You know, I think that if you can perform at your best, get well, stay well, and then you get more opportunities in life because you're actually, you have a better quality of life.
Wow. That's so well said. Thank you. So as you can hear, Sherry is very passionate about natural health, and she has the ability to help us all understand what's going on in our human body. And I think it's so important in this day and age to have it clearly explained so we get it, because as you say, so many of us live with stress, mm-hmm. and that really impacts on the body.
Absolutely.
But tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, because obviously we've got the gorgeous Maddie here with us in the studio at the moment. So
yes.
You're a mum.
Yes, I have two beautiful girls who are 10 and a half and 6 1/4, which is Matt's. Yes. And we actually have three businesses. So we have two practices in Auckland, one in the Viaduct and one in Remuera. But we also actually use a very specialised technique in chiropractic. Many people don't realise that chiropractic is a very broad type of healthcare, and that there's over 200 techniques. And we use a specialised technique that uses an air-compressed pneumatic table. So I call it the Rolls-Royce of chiropractic. Not all chiros have them, and I think they should, because I obviously love them. And so we're actually the distributors for those tables in both Australia and New Zealand as well. So any chiropractic in either of those countries, if they want one of those tables from the US, they go through us.
Right.
So we juggle, and I say we because it's not just me, it's my partner in crime, which is Dave. We juggle three businesses, and we also have the two kids who are extremely busy. As they get older, it doesn't get easier, it just changes, I believe. Yeah. I think that they've now got their social lives and their sporting events and their activities and their dance rehearsals, and it's a matter of juggling all of that in and around being in practice as well.
Yeah.
I also teach at the New Zealand College of Chiropractic. I'm not there permanently anymore. I was there from 2003 to 2015.
Yeah.
And then my schedule just got very full. So I actually kind of come in for a bit of a celebrity visit here and there and do a lecture or a chiro mastery lecture or a workshop. So that actually suits my schedule a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my downtime, I like to train. I work out. I do strength training. I walk my crazy dog. And, you know, I might
catch up
with... He comes
into your practice as well at times, doesn't it?
Yeah, he comes in for cuddles. So I try and make time for me to move my body or to ease my mind if I need to decompress or what it is. So I don't believe that that's being selfish in allocating time for yourself as well, because I don't think that you can be the best you can be if you're giving from an empty cup.
No, we call it being self first.
Yes, yeah. Great.
And I know a lot of the people that I work with, that is actually something we work on, is being self first.
Yes,
not selfish. Because if you're not working correctly, then nothing in your life really works correctly. So you're juggling a lot. How do you do it?
I would have to say an amazing team. Mm-hmm. I am very fortunate, again, that we've, over the 15 years of being in New Zealand, we actually have grown our team, and we have tremendous help in both the practices. I have a very driven, ambitious husband who does not sit around and, you know, watch Dr. Phil.
No, often you can see him running around all over the place.
Yeah. He's a very busy guy. So, and he probably keeps me motivated as well. I, you know, there's times that I do draw the line in the sand and I have to kind of chill, but for the most part, when he's kind of active and going, it motivates me to be, you know, active and going as well. So I don't think that that's a bad thing.
No.
And I delegate. You know, I've learnt the 80-20 rule, and you basically try and work in your 20% genius, and you cut that again, and then you work in that top corner, and that's your genius or your bliss. And so I delegate anything that is really not going to serve as well as just me being in practice, seeing people, or on the ball with the kids. So,
I love that. So yeah. Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, and then you've cut it again to the Sherry's principle, is it?
I'd love to take credit, but no, I don't think it's me. But I cut it again so that in that very little corner, that's your bliss, that's your genius. Yes. And if you can try and work out of that as much as you can, I think that it works.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
No, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, what inspired you to get started? So, obviously, you've come from Australia.
Yeah.
You moved to New Zealand.
Yep.
And then you set up a business here as well. So, that must have been a huge commitment to actually make the commitment to New Zealand.
Absolutely. We were, at the time, Dave and I were just dating, and he had considered studying Cairo, and it was a good friend of mine who actually had been appointed president of the college, and he said, no, don't go anywhere, but come to New Zealand and teach with me. You know, we need a dynamic female instructor. 53% of chiropractic students are actually female, and so it's really good to have a lecturer who can be somewhat role model. At the time, I was, I'm not moving, I'm pretty settled. But then as it turned out, we ended up here. And while I was supervising at the college and I loved it, it didn't fulfill me like practice does. And so we searched and we found a premises and we literally opened up a business and hung a sign and off we went. So it was not easy. It was demanding. I had come from a practice with my dad, so I really didn't have a lot of marketing experience, because I just stepped into a very, very busy practice and got to work.
Yeah.
And so that's something that, in hindsight, I would have looked at a little bit of marketing expertise and learned how to market. It's really just been organic. Because I love what I do.
Yeah.
And so the organic passion has come out, and that's, I suppose, how I've grown the practice.
And sometimes not having the fixed marketing, you know, background is actually quite a, it becomes more of an opportunity, because you're not thinking that this is the way you've got to do it. You just have to do it the way that you do best, and that's really to talk to people about what's most important to them, or making sure that health becomes most important. And I mean, I know when we first started coming to you as a family as well, we were just, you know, we just loved your energy and we just loved your commitment, and it's amazing, because I think that also helps as part of a treatment process as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel that, you know, when somebody is stepping into a form of healthcare that they're unsure about, or they don't have a lot of knowledge, and certainly, you know, the media can portray chiropractic to be somewhat alternative and hocus pocus. I've heard and seen it all. So I think it is important to establish rapport with people, get them understanding what it is that you do, make sure that there's you know, education and genuineness around what it is you do, and having integrity and good skill. And I think that when that overflows, people get that. People are not silly.
No.
And then they transform, which is awesome.
And there's also that saying, when you love what you do, people can't wait to get your service, can they?
Yes. I mean,
because we know when we've walked into a store and someone, they're just there, you can just see that they're just there to kill time, really.
Absolutely.
Whereas if people are in their business and they want you there and they really love what they do, it's a whole different energy, you know, it's happening in the practice.
It is, absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a guiding principle or theme for your life that you feel that you stand, it's, you know, that your life stands for?
Well, for many years I was like, I won't be defined by chiropractic, but actually I think I am. And my theme for my life is really just to be proactive about living my best life, mm-hmm. living a life inspired. That's another one of our taglines as well. I think that from inspiration, you grow and you develop and you become an incredible human being. So I think that being proactive and moving my body, I think resonating with my message and walking my talk is just so important.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would not go and see somebody who is, you know, not healthy for health advice. Yeah. And that's just the way that I live. So if I'm going to try and teach and educate people about being healthy and being inspired, then I feel that I want to live that as my own and my family's.
Such great advice. And speaking of your family, I know when I came to see you as a patient one time, this is a few years ago, and Maddie just came in the door with me because she was there, and she just said, "Me first." And I watched this little 2 or 3 year old climb up onto this table and just went, "Me first." Got adjusted, big smile, out she walked. And I went, wow, that is being proactive in your healthcare. And it's starting from that early age. Because how many of us actually put it off?
Yeah.
You know, they go, "Oh, I've got a twinge here," and then don't do anything about it, and then it just can escalate from there. So
absolutely.
So that was brilliant. I love that. That little picture stayed in my head this whole time. So
my kids have been adjusted pretty much since within hours of being born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of your listeners might be thinking, "Oh my gosh, did you click a baby?" No, we don't. It's all dural tone stuff. It's all very much like just acupressure, actually, in the right spots. And babies have something called neuroplasticity, which means that their response to stimulus is very, very great. And so it's really just about ensuring that they have the best start, because birth can be a little bit traumatic for some.
I think you've said it's like just how you press the right peach.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
I remember. And so you've got a really, I mean, your whole clinic is quite passionate about
families.
Families, mothers, children, babies, you're adjusted when you were pregnant as well.
Absolutely.
And you've got some amazing stories as well about some of the results that you've had from treating these babies
absolutely.
From the word go.
Yeah. And I won't ever take credit. It's as much as people will come in and go, "Oh, this has changed, you're amazing," I will always turn around and say, "No, you're amazing," because it's actually restoring function to their body. I'm just clearing the interference. That's all I'm doing. I'm clearing that vital communication between the brain and body.
Yep.
And then the body actually has the intelligence to take care of the rest. So if that means that you move better, if that means that you digest your food better, if that means that the inflammation is reduced, I didn't do that. Your body is doing that. The amazingness of you is doing that. I just cleared that interference so that it could actually work. And the same thing happens with an unsettled baby or a mama. I recently looked after a mama of twins, and they were both breech, and she did not want to have a cesarean. And I just said, "Well, your pelvis is rotated. There's torsion here. If I can just balance you, then the babies hopefully will naturally turn." And they both did. And she texted me at Christmas and said, normal birth.
Wow.
Two babies. So that's the kind of stuff that blows my hair back.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually really cool to get.
I love that. And I love the fact it blows your hair back, but also when you say you just clear the intervention.
Clear
the interference. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the amazingness.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
So can you just talk us through how chiropractic can actually help us really achieve maximum health?
Well, you have the vital communication system of your body, which is the central nervous system. And then, of course, you've got other forms of the nervous system. You've got the peripheral nervous system. You've got the autonomic nervous system.
Yep.
And basically, to keep it very simple, we are looking at restoring any form of communication between the brain and the body. Now, over time, you can have trauma. You could have an accident. You could have a car crash. You could fall out of a tree when you were five. These things happen and, you know, sometimes they're unavoidable. So that's what we call physical stress. Then there's chemical stress, like too many wines over Christmas or maybe too many meds or, you know, having too many processed foods. Mm. And again, we all do this at occasion. And then there's emotional stress as well. And that obviously puts a big strain on our body. So the chiropractic principle is that these stresses put strain on the body, which starts to interfere with that connection. And then slowly the light that's inside you actually starts to dim. And I don't mean that in any kind of naive or fluffy way. You know, you don't feel as energized as normal. You don't sleep as well. You may not use the bathroom as often as you should. You may feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of chiropractic is to restore function, restore that communication so that the natural intelligence of the body takes over and all of a sudden you're functioning better. And that really is the crux of it. It is not back pain, neck pain. It is not headaches as such. It is, yes, these things improve.
Yes.
But it's actually about overall function and how you can just work as a human being because you're now connected.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Now, we're just going to take a break right now for some music and we'll be back really soon with Remarkable Woman Radio. Thank you, Sherry.
No worries.
Time alone, up in my bedroom at home, been kind of bored lately. I hate on all I see, it's all mundane to me. This box I've painted pains me. Wish you could watch me, you could help me down.
Welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm here with Dr. Sheridan Kay, and I am really enjoying just hearing all about clearing the interference and really getting back to being who we really are at our core and connecting back to the light. I really love the way you described that. Mm-hmm. Now, what when we actually are in business, mm-hmm. our comfort zone can really be tested.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's hard for us to expand and go beyond our normal comfort zone. So what is been one sort of advice that you would give to someone that really is a little bit fearful about doing something that they're not 100% comfortable with?
One of my great friends, who is also a mind trainer, actually, she calls it being stretched. Mm-hmm. And so I always kind of go back to that saying, is that where there is stretch, there's growth. And so when you're being stretched, it may be really uncomfortable. Often people don't like it and they pull back because they don't want to experience that feeling. Mm-hmm. But if you can hold on and push through, that's where growth occurs and you come out with a different perspective. So I do believe in setting boundaries. I think that if you're completely uncomfortable and it makes you wobble from your values, then don't do it. Yeah. But I think being stretched is not necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I'll give examples. Like, we've taken on an associate in our practice, and so with that we needed to implement some new systems, and that certainly stretched me. As much as I'm in the modern world, I still like my old-fashioned card as opposed to being paperless and that kind of thing. So yeah, we had to implement some new systems, and it was a little bit wobbly just for a week or two, but again, having a really good team helped me with being comfortable, knowing that we were being stretched at the moment, and in a month it would become the new norm, and it has.
And of course, there's so much that we do that's so innate that we, and yes, then to actually list it all down and everything that is actually becomes yeah, it's another way to, I love that word, stretch.
Yeah, stretch and grow. And you know, again, I'd love to coin that, but I think Bonds did. So yes, you know, yes, but we stretch, we grow.
Yeah, well, that's great. So we'll put on our stretch and grows every now.
Yes, every now and then.
I like that. And so obviously Maddie's sitting here in the studio with us. And if you could give advice to, because I know it's so exciting. I've got daughters as well, and it's so exciting seeing them grow up. Mine are in my 20s.
Yeah.
And if you were to look back and give yourself advice when you were a 20-year-old, what would you say to yourself? Or could I ask, what is the best advice that you've ever received, maybe?
Look, honestly, I think that it is staying true to your values. I think that if you have belief systems and values, try and stay true to those and trust those instincts. I also would add that you should surround yourself with people who lift you. Yeah. You know, people who resonate maybe with your belief systems. It doesn't mean don't be open to new people or new ideas. It just means surround yourself with amazing people and good quality friends who will pull you up and say, hey, that's not cool, or, you know, but ultimately lift you and help you to be a better person. Yeah. I think we spend so much time in our 20s, particularly females, worrying about what everyone else thinks.
Oh, so much time.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And so I think that if you can just step into your own power and trust your instincts and trust, you know, your gut, that's your intelligence of the body, and they call it the gut-brain connection for a reason, because it does talk to each other. And if you've got things that you're wary of, you need to listen to that. And if you've got things that you want to actually achieve and follow your dreams, you need to listen to that as well. So surrounding yourself with really positive, amazing people, I think, is probably number one for me.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's such great advice.
Yeah.
And so easy to do, because, as you say, the body will tell you, or, you know, you will get the feedback that you need to make that to make that change. I know when I was bringing up teenagers, mm-hmm. or myself and my husband bringing up teenagers, I remember my mother saying to me, if you don't like any of their friends, then just be wary.
Yeah.
You know, and that absolutely. Is you just starting to just, you know, to really
tune in to
what's going on.
Well, I've got another quote actually that I just found, and it brings it back to health as well. The cells in your body react to everything that your mind says. So negativity is actually the antithesis to a healthy immune system.
Ooh, can you repeat that?
The cells in your body react to everything that your mind says.
Yes.
Negativity is the antithesis to a healthy immune system. So even if you've got negative thoughts in your mind, it might not even be people around you. It might be you bagging yourself and having negative thoughts. That is actually going to suppress the health of your body and the function of your body.
Definitely.
So actually, the mind is a very powerful thing, and I think that we need to make sure that we are paying attention to how we talk to ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more than that. Because as I often talk about the benefits of negative thinking, because sometimes when we are in that state of either beating ourselves up or bagging ourselves, as you said, that when we actually do talk to ourselves from a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
then you can really balance that mindset out.
Absolutely.
Because that is such a great quote and so true.
Yeah.
So as remarkable women who are owning who we are.
Yes.
Okay, so this is Remarkable Woman Radio. And I love to ask everybody, what is most remarkable about you and what you do? And I say this because so many of us are not owning our worth, and then, and we're not giving ourselves credit for just who we are as a person. So what's most remarkable about you, Sherry?
I would have to probably say my passion and excitement for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it does kind of define me. And even my close friends will probably say, oh, she's so passionate. She loves it. And I feel like if you are passionate and love what you do, you never work a day in your life,
mm-hmm.
because it's your purpose, it's your role, it's your vision, it's your mission, it's everything. I live my life to the fullest. I want to inspire people. I want to help them be the best version of themselves. And I feel like that probably attracts people to my practice.
Yes.
I'm very fortunate that it's, you know, people are knocking down the doors to get in and to experience the dynamic family chiropractic way. And I love that. And if I can change a life, then I've done my job.
Mm.
So, you know, I think that inspiration and being passionate about proactive healthcare can eventually change the world. I'm only one person, but if I can change someone just one spine at a time, one life at a time, then I think I'm doing a good service.
I think you're doing a remarkable service.
Oh, thanks.
Now, how do people find you, Sherry?
So we have two practices and we have a website. It is www.dynamiccairo.co.nz. We have a video on the website. We have frequently asked questions. I think the biggest thing that I've found in 22 years of practice is there is a myth about what chiropractic is and what it isn't. And, you know, I would just suggest coming in, getting your spine checked, referring somebody, just have a bit of a think about, are you living your best life? And if you're not, then have a look at our website. We also have a practice in Remuera, and we're very easy to find because it is dynamic family chiropractic, and I do believe that we live by those words.
So that's www.dynamiccairo.co.nz.
Correct.
Now, I'd highly recommend that you go and see this very energetic chiropractor because and then for you be able to experience it for yourself. So thank you so much for coming on to Remarkable Woman Radio. This 30 minutes has just whizzed by today. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh.
And Maddie, thank you for being here and being so good, because having to be quiet while the microphone's on is so hard. So well done.
Oh,
so thanks
so
much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm truly honoured.